Now, new figures show alcohol consumption has fallen in Ireland. New figures from the Revenue Commissioners reveal that the level of alcohol consumption in Ireland has fallen in 2017 in what is becoming something of a trend in this country. This sounds wonderful, doesn't it? The new figures come as the second stage of the debate on the Public Health Bill concludes in the Dáil, during which the majority of TDs, God bless them, raised concerns about the bill, the Public Alcohol Bill. A matter of public health. They raised concerns about us doing it, including the labelling and the advertising restrictions. God forbid we would actually give people information about what they're drinking or that we would restrict advertising. That is my sarcastic voice, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it. Do you want to know by what level? This is a great big headline. The drinking in Ireland is falling. It's amazing. 1.4% is the fall. Not really worth mentioning. And probably in terms of the actual margin of error, no change whatsoever. Call me now an owl cynic, but to me, when the alcohol bill is going through the Dáil, headlines like this scream of spin, scream of drinks lobby, scream of things to mitigate the alcohol bill going through. 1.4% is nothing, and we have a tragic relationship with alcohol in this country. The amount of lives and relationships and families, including small children's lives, it's not just adults. Their lives have been destroyed and they are considered the collateral damage, because the carnage that happens, we're not supposed to see this. We're supposed to concentrate on the fun that we're having when we're pissed. That's what we're supposed to concentrate on. We're supposed to concentrate on the fact that we're great crack. But while we're great crack, we wake up the next morning and you know what? We have the same jitters that we talk about with social media there. We feel queasy and we feel anxious and we have the fear. And we have a very high rate as well of accidents and deaths. Alcohol is implicated in all young men's deaths. Alcohol is related in half the suicides in this country. We have a very high rate of suicides. They're not unrelated. So when I see things like, oh, it's amazing, alcohol has gone down by 1.4%, I say, someone is spinning here. And let me tell you, when the drinks lobby come out and say, well, we're just a little bit concerned about people hearing that it causes cancer, I say, why? Why are you concerned? Because you know what? I'm not saying don't drink. Drink if you want to. This is not the nanny state. This is not treating adults like children. This is informing adults so they can take an adult decision what they want to do. But don't misinform people or fail to inform people about the fact that alcohol is a carcinogen, that alcohol causes 1 in 8 breast cancers in this country, that alcohol is going to cause hundreds and hundreds of cancers, not just breast cancer, this year, and that 3 people will die today from alcohol. And don't tell me not to put the cancer label on the drinks. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear about that. Don't tell me that we can't restrict advertising because we have normalised the use of alcohol even to small children. Mocktails. We sell mocktails in this country to kids. Get a grip. 1.4% margin of error. That public alcohol bill needs to pass. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. Let me know what your thoughts are. 53106 is the text line, or 1894 53106. But our reporter Sarah Wan did go out on the streets and asked other people if they felt as passionately about alcohol as I do.
Figures have been released this morning that alcohol consumption has now dropped by 25% in Ireland. Are you shocked at all by these figures?
Yeah. Maybe people are copping on that they're killing themselves, and more people are working and they have to get up at 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning, like me at 6 in the morning. So you can't drink the night before.
Well, first of all, I've only been here for a couple of months, so I don't really know the background of it. However, like, the bars are kind of packed last night, so that's where I am still coming home from. I don't know. I am surprised by that, but I think it's good.
I certainly have children who are far more into exercising and taking herbal remedies and yet they have cut down on the drink, if you think of it, yes.
Probably not, because I'd say the millennials are more towards healthy living and that type of stuff, so the older folk would drink more. The younger ones wouldn't, they're more into their body.
No, not really. People are probably getting a lot more health conscious, and the whole obesity thing and everything, people are being much more healthy.
I'm not surprised. I think the younger generation, the so-called millennials, they seem to drink less than, say, my generation. However, I still think it's a pretty prevalent part of our culture. I suppose some people could benefit from drinking less.
Not really. I think the price of the drink is scandalous. So you can't afford it, can they?
And do you think people are a lot more health aware, body aware nowadays?
I find a lot of the young people are very aware now about the drink and that, yeah. And a lot of them are in the gym now, aren't they? Except me, I must go to the gym myself, but I'm getting a bit old now with that.
That's what you think on the street about alcohol. Do let me know what you think. 53106. Interestingly, Brian has just texted in and said, you know that anxious feeling when you get in your phone that sounds just like the fear? That's the same thing alcoholics get. Yes. All of us are numbing ourselves with so many things, aren't we? We're using all these crutches. We're using food, we're using booze, we're using social media, so many things.